This is Twit.
Twitter has announced a crackdown on abuse. Yeah, another one. The company today banned even indirect threats of violence and said they'll both algorithmically filter out abusive messages and temporarily suspend accounts that violate the rules. Kurt Wagner covered the Twitter changes for Recode and joins us now. Hey, Kurt, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. Now, Twitter's talking tough here, but the algorithmic filtering sounds to me like a step backwards. It hides abuse from view only for the target. In other words, if somebody mentions you with the at symbol and harasses or abuses you, everyone can see it except you. And how can users take action to report or do whatever it is they're going to do if they don't know the harassment is taking place? Or is it even harassment if you don't know about it?
Well, I think the idea is that they're, you know, they feel that they're protecting users by hiding this information from them. I think you bring up a really good point, which is that if someone's, you know, threatening me, if anyone should know about it, it probably should be me, right? Because I'm the one who needs to either alert someone or at least if it's a legitimate threat, potentially even, you know, act outside of Twitter on how to protect myself. But I think what their hope is that there's probably people out there who, unfortunately, when they go to their notifications timeline, they open it up and they see a lot of really nasty, vile things. And it makes it so why would you ever log into Twitter if that's the experience you're going to have? So they think that they're kind of protecting people by, you know, algorithmically filtering this stuff from people's notifications.
Hey, Kurt, is this mostly about people bullying each other on Twitter or does it have connections back to ISIS and organized groups like that are basically killing humans at this point?
I think that this is more for the quote-unquote average user. Obviously, the big organizations, certainly they want to combat that kind of propaganda or threats that are happening. But I think more than that is just people are mean to each other on Twitter, right? I mean, if you've ever followed a certain – there are certain threads that when you follow, you start reading through the comments, the things people are saying to each other – they're, you know, threatening them. Obviously, I think a lot of it is just words. I don't think these threats are legitimate. But I mean, why would you want to go to Twitter if someone's saying, you know, I'm going to kill you or go, you know, harm yourself, something like that? And I think that ultimately the problem is at a kind of casual user level, not necessarily these big groups that are stirring things up. So I think this is Twitter's, you mentioned they made a few changes. This is the most recent change they've made to try and make the experience better because it makes it so people don't want to go on Twitter when they're confronted with these kinds of conversations.
It strikes me that, and of course I come from a different context where I've been following for several years the anti-troll measures at Google Plus, which I'm very happy with. They actually have the opposite approach. So on Google Plus, if somebody harasses you, their algorithmic filtering will remove it from view for everyone except the person who posted it. In other words, the troll thinks their comment is still there and nobody else can see it. And then the target can see it in a special flagged area where you go in there and you can unflag it and bring it back into circulation or you can delete and block the person. But the automatic and default action is for it to be removed from view. And it strikes me that Twitter has always suffered from the problem that they don't take harassment seriously. And this sounds to me like another case of that, where they're essentially saying, don't worry your pretty little head about it. You just don't need to know about it. It's not really real. And, you know, if you don't know about it, that it, the problem is, in other words, that you're upset about it, not that it's happening. And so that kind of strikes me as being more of the same from Twitter, where they don't take harassment seriously. So that's just my opinion. But Twitter has also broadened their definition of what a threat is, haven't they, in terms of a threat of violence?
They have. And that was actually going to be the one thing that I think they did right in terms of the announcements they had today. I think you pointed out some important parts about the actual tools and features they're using. But I think they've broadened their policy. So before, it was very specific. It would say things like, you know, you can't have direct or specific threats of violence. And they've removed those words, direct and specific. So, for example, in the past, I was told that, you know, these trolls would essentially go around that direct, specific language. And they would say things like, I wish someone would harm you, or I wish harm upon you, or whatever. And that's not a direct threat, so nothing could be done. So by kind of removing that those specific words and making it a little broader, they're able to essentially choose, pick and choose a little bit more about what is considered inappropriate or a threat. And so hopefully that means more of this stuff will get taken down because now they're not tied to the language in their own policy. But, you know, it seems silly that that was really like the fact that the word direct was in there was keeping them from taking stuff down in the first place. I realize it's their own policy, but gosh, it's like it's very clear oftentimes when you read these tweets what the context is. So I'm glad they finally changed that. And hopefully it'll mean more of this stuff will get taken down.
Hey, Kurt, when you say taken down, do you basically mean accounts could be frozen here? And if so, for how long potentially? And are there workarounds that the trolls could potentially use in terms of, okay, my account's frozen, but I'll go set up camp somewhere else?
Yeah, and I think that's been a huge issue for Twitter basically since the beginning. And that's because they allow anonymity, right? I mean, you can kind of create as many accounts as you have email addresses for. You can pretty much say whatever you want without attaching your real identity to the account in any way. And so, yes, while you may tweet something and they say, hey, you take this tweet down, plus you're in timeout for, I don't know the specific time. I think they're probably going to test with different times, but, you know, 12 hours, 24 hours, whatever it may be. I mean, what's to stop you from essentially as soon as you're out of the freeze coming back and saying things again? Or, okay, account number one has been frozen, I'm going to move over to account number two or account number three or so on. So I think the anonymity element is ultimately what's going to make – it's what makes Twitter kind of unique and different from a service like Facebook. But it's also what creates a lot of issues because there's nothing to prevent a lot of these people from saying and doing nasty things because there's no way to tie it back to them personally.
And of course, you know, sticks and stones and all that. But the truth is that people get driven off of Twitter. People actually are silenced. And those people have a tendency to be women. They have a tendency to be, you know, people, homosexuals and so on. And I don't think anybody can really support that. The idea that malicious trolls acting anonymously can silence people in a public square like Twitter. So I hope that they, you know, stop evolving so slowly and just get right to it. At some point, they're going to have to, I think. I hope they actually put the replies to messages underneath into the control of the person who posted the original tweet and allow people to directly delete and block people and prevent them from commenting and replying and at mentioning in the future. But that's just me. I think they'll get there eventually. I just wish they'd get there sooner rather than later. Kurt Wagner is at recode.net, and you can follow him but not harass or threaten him on Twitter at Kurt Wagner. Hey, thanks for joining us again, Kurt.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me, guys.